Vendredi, le 12 décembre. Phone call from the boy last night. At last. It consisted of the usual moaning and gnashing of teeth, both in a sexual way and at our fate of being star-crossed lovers with the A23 betwixt us. Towards the end of the conversation, things turned prosaic. My dad's going to be in London a couple of nights this week. Why's that? Retraining courses for work, the boy said. I know he's dreading it. He hates London. I mean, what is there to do when you're stuck in the city by yourself and don't know anyone? One thing came to mind immediately. Dear God, I hope he doesn't call an escort. My logical mind knows it's statistically unlikely. Still, I have 3 hotel visits in the next 2 days and can't help wondering. If time has taught me anything, it's that A, cheating is a common human condition, and B, the stars always align against me. Dimanche, le 14 décembre. N is a bouncer at a gay club, among other things. I popped in to see how he was and hopefully to raise his stock a little. This ploy might work if we ever met in a place where straight people go. Darling, is it wrong to be jealous of a drag queen? I sighed, as the very image of Doris Day slid past me in a white fur capelet. Who's the object of your envy this time? He asked. I nodded towards the blonde goddess. Oh, don't be, he said. I hear she spends 3 hours every day just removing hair. It got me to thinking about my own trials and tribulations. There is no optimal method of depilation. Razors leave terrible stubble, worse when it's winter. I have clocked the time between smooth skin and goose-pimpled hell at about 3 minutes. Cream removers smell terrible and never quite get all the hair anyway. Those vibrating coil epilators should be marketed to masochists only, and waxing is usually administered by a 16-stone Filipina woman named Rosie. Also, it leaves the most horrible rash for the first day. This is not a complaint. It is a statement of fact on the condition of being female. Probably something to do with the Tree of Knowledge. My hair removal regime involves a combination of waxing and shaving, largely because of an aversion to having things ripped out of my armpit. Crotch, though. That's no problem. Go figure. End of Disc 1.